Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Florida has the highest concentration of Puerto Ricans living in the continental United States, about 1.2 million, and an estimated 53,000 Puerto Ricans came to Florida after Hurricane Maria devastated the island in 2017. Florida is a crucial swing state, and the Puerto Rican vote could be important in the presidential election. Joining us now is Fernando Rivera, who is the founding director of the Puerto Rico Research Hub at the University of Central Florida. He's in Orlando. Fernando, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So we've seen a lot of Puerto Ricans come over in recent years, especially after Hurricane Maria. But how does that fit into the history of Puerto Ricans leaving the island and coming to Florida?
In a sense, this is not a new phenomenon for Puerto Ricans coming to Florida specifically. Puerto Rico has been in a trajectory of economic decline that has pushed a lot of people out here since the 2000s. And there's been a continuous population decline in Puerto Rico. At the end of it, Florida is gaining population. The attractiveness of Florida is, you know, low taxes, better quality education, less of a crime rate, all those type of features. So those are, you know, like some of the draws to coming to the state of Florida. Obviously, you know, it has impacted the communities, right, in terms of the elected officials. You can sense, feel sort of the impact of this community here in Central Florida.
And what about politically? The majority of Puerto Ricans are registered as Democrats, but do Puerto Ricans tend to be more diverse in their politics than, say, Cubans, who are pretty reliably Republican?
Yeah, that's been an issue of discussion. And remember that we have several members of the Puerto Rican communities that I might say, the ones that have been here for a while. You have a component of Puerto Ricans that have come from New York, the ones that have come from the island that's been here for a while, and the other ones that have come in the last few years. For those that are just getting here, it takes them a while to understand sort of the political process, which is a little bit different from the politics in Puerto Rico, which are related to the status of the island.
Is there any effort that you're seeing there in Florida to register new Puerto Rican residents?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a strong push by different groups to get people at least registered to vote. And now is the key issue is going to be whether not only register, but actually are they going to show up?
How do Puerto Ricans in general feel about President Trump?
Well, you know, there's been controversy about sort of the response in the Twitter accounts and the response I've been throwing out the paper towels, all those type of issues.
When he went to visit Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, he threw paper towels into the crowd.
Absolutely. And that has to become sort of a rallying call for some people that might not like his politics. But, you know, at the same time, people that are not that familiar with U.S. politics or anything like that, they might see sort of the positives of what the president might be bringing to the table in terms of economic prosperity and religious affiliation, all those type of things. So for a lot of people that might not know a lot of the politics, it seems like it follows the patterns of other voters as well, that, you know, they criticize the individual behavior of the president, but they do sympathize with some of the policies that he has put in place.
So for the Puerto Ricans who have recently, in the last couple of years, come to Florida, made a new home there, obviously they've got a lot on their mind as they adjust to a new life in continental United States. But what would you say are the main issues that they're focused on?
The number one issue here, especially in Central Florida, is housing. Affordable housing is sort of the critical issue here. Obviously, we cannot forget that Puerto Rico is still undergoing a profound economic crisis that has affected all levels of life. You know, now we see sort of the consequences in that in terms of the disaster response through Hurricane Maria and also the recent earthquakes. So a lot of people are concerned about housing, jobs, and education.
And do you think that turnout will be high among Puerto Rican voters in the next election?
Let's see who's going to be the candidate for the Democrats and what's going to be the issues that are going to be resolved or going to be spoken to. You know, so far there's been a push Because it seems that Florida might be closer than people think in terms of whether it's going to go Democrat or Republican, and seeing Puerto Ricans are going to be the ones that are going to have a large say in that. So hopefully that's the hope, that people do exercise their right to vote and actually go out there and make their voice be heard.
If you were to walk down the street in a Puerto Rican neighborhood where you are in Central Florida, is it likely right now that you would look into the windows and see the impeachment trial on TV, or people don't really care about that?
I would say people know that impeachment is going on, but I think people are probably more attuned to what's happening in Puerto Rico right now in terms of, you know, the potential political turmoil, more than it is the impeachment trial.
That is Fernando Rivera, who's founding director of the Puerto Rico Research Hub at the University of Central Florida. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And while we're talking elections, a reminder, I will be broadcasting the show from Iowa late next week ahead of the Iowa caucuses the following Monday.